Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
Welcome, everyone, to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and today we have a new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut. Each episode of Uncut features one of the great insiders from the golf industry, and they'll be placed in the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire industry landscape. This week, we welcome Chad Hall from True Temper to the show. Chad, are you ready to step into the hot seat?
I am, JB. Go easy on me, man. I'm looking forward to it, though.
I'll try. THP Radio is your new twist on on-demand audio in the world of golf. And the Golf Industry Uncut is your complete access to the equipment world that you're craving the info on. The way the show works is easy. Once the record button is pressed, there's no editing done till the show ends, so you hear it all. Our only rule is a simple one. Each guest must be accessible after the show airs. So, Chad, can you tell everybody how they can find you on Twitter?
Sure. It's MChad Hall on Twitter. That is kind of my my social media outlet. And, yeah, would love to have – I know we've got several of your – several Hackers Paradise followers out there, and love interacting with you guys. So, yep, that's where you can find me, and lots of fun.
Can you tell everybody how you got into the golf business and kind of give a timeline of where you are now or how you got to where you are now at True Temper? Because you didn't start with True Temper.
No, yeah, sure. I you know what? I was just really, really fortunate, very blessed to get into the golf business. So I was a golfer. I started playing golf when I was younger. Believe it or not, my grandmother was the first person to actually take me out on the golf course when I was 10. When I was 12, started playing a lot and ended up playing some competitive golf, ended up playing in college. And when I got out of school, one of my college teammates was already working in the golf space. He was actually working at Bridgestone Golf, and through just a contact with him, there was a marketing opportunity that was opening up. I was getting married for a couple of years out of school, had tried to play, and that was met with just the realization that I didn't have the chops to do that. And so I knew I wanted to be in the golf space if at all possible, not on the golf operations side. I wanted to be on the business kind of OEM side if possible. And I was just really fortunate through the connection with him, had an interview with Bridgestone right before I got married, before my wife and I got married. And that was in spring of 1999. And we got back from the honeymoon, literally called, found out we had gotten the job and moved, packed up, started our lives together just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. That was in, like I said, that was in June of 1999 is when I started there. And through that, I had a couple years there, loved it. And had an opportunity presented for a marketing communications role at True Temper, and just that all kind of fell in line, and I've been at True Temper for 15 and a half years now in a number of different marketing, tour, sales roles, and so it's just been a fun ride. We've got a great group here, a great team, and you know, I get to do something that's been a love of mine, just the game of golf, and been to be able to do it for a career has been very special.
Two things come out of that answer. The first is Memphis and Covington are very different areas for those who have not had the pleasure of going to Covington, Georgia. There's no Starbucks anywhere in there. And the second, from what I've been told, Chad is the person that you guys will all hate because he rarely gets a chance to play golf working so much and is still very capable, I'll put it that way, on the golf course. This is from his own people who work with him, tell me.
Well, you know what? I don't know about that. I've played a lot of golf over the years, and so, you know, maybe some of it is still in there, but you know, we all wish we had a little bit more in the tank than we do. But the beauty of the game for me now is that I truly just enjoy it for the game. You know, there's no expectations whatsoever. So if I go out and maybe have a decent round of golf, that's great. You know, that's just gravy. I just enjoy being out there and playing the game for the sake of the game. But as we all know, it's a tough one to master, isn't it? And so that's what keeps us coming back. but maybe, and who knows, maybe I paid off some of my coworkers to tell you something like that. I'm not sure who you heard that from, but you know what, we just, we have a lot of fun. We've, like I said, we've got a great team, and when we do get a chance to get out and hit the ball around, you know, we have a lot of fun with each other, so it's great.
Speaking of team, one thing True Temper is known for is having a lot of youth on tour. And it's a question that maybe nobody else is interested in but me, but I've always wanted to know, number one, I can see the statistics of most youth on tour, and the number is kind of scary when you think about it, but what is the number one shaft model used on tour, and how does True Temper go about introducing new shafts to the players at the highest level?
Well, we're very fortunate with our tour position. I tell everybody it's something that we really we take very seriously here at True Temper, is that, you know, we've got a long heritage of tour dominance, really, and that's not something that we created. You know, I've been here 15 and a half years. That we didn't not have it, and then somehow under kind of the tenure of the employees that are here now that we created it. No, we've had it for a long time, and so we're the stewards of this brand, and there are going to be people that come behind us once we're long gone, and what we're trying to do is really be good stewards of the brand while we're here. And so Dynamic Gold has been and still remains the number one model of ours on tour. I mean, it has a dominant position out there when you look at iron usage and when you look at wedges in particular, and you combine those. Now, what we do is, of course, we're not resting on any, it's still a model that fits so many players. It's so versatile. But what we are a new product machine. So we're always bringing new products out. And if you look at within the last 24 months in particular, with Dynamic Gold AMT and then with Project X LZ, we have had two really monster steel introductions in a very short period of time. And as long as I've been here, I can't remember two product launches of that significance that came within a relative short window of time with each other. And both of those have read through on a level that I don't think any of us fully expected. And so we've had multiple wins with both of those. We've got some of the very top players that have switched into those. And so we're always looking at new weights. We're looking at new technologies. LZ is something totally different, obviously, with the loading zone. And so, you know, that's and how we do it. We take it out. We've got what I believe to be the most capable tour representation. We've got a great team, certainly from a shaft perspective. They work great with the players. They work great with all of the OEM tour representatives. It's very important that we are working through the OEMs as we're working with players, because we don't have any players under contract. They are signed by the OEMs, and we respect that. They're, you know, we work through the proper channels. But, you know, we've got some cool technology. It fits a lot of players. We do a lot of research to see maybe are there certain things that a player would like to see that they're not seeing, are they struggling? And then we use that data to have these conversations that opens up opportunities for testing. And then the product has to perform. And so when you put the whole recipe together, and we are the only shaft manufacturer that has a full-time tour trailer. So we have a trailer that's out there on site every week, and that provides us some advantages just with being able to do a lot more things on site every week.
I'm going to cut Chad off real fast and just tell everybody that if they haven't seen the tour trailer, you can go to the THPTV YouTube channel, and it's the number one video watched there. You can watch it and get a complete tour from Lego, one of the people out on tour from True Temper, and he goes through the entire van, every drawer and everything, for everybody to see.
Yeah, and it's, you know, so that's it, and you can see it. You'll be able to kind of see what we're talking about, but a lot of effort goes into our tour. It's paramount to our overall brand strategy, marketing strategy, and we put a lot of investment behind it. But like I said, we're trying to keep bringing out cool products to keep True Temper in the position that we've inherited, and that we hope to be able to pass it along to who comes behind us and have it in a better position than it was when we got it.
Now, you mentioned two products that I'll segue to here, in a horrible segue, so to speak. DG AMT and the Project X LZ shafts. Obviously, two separate companies, both under the same umbrella. They're very different, though. And AMT is a shaft that, for our readers, everybody who tries it says, best steel shaft I've ever tried, but not everybody has tried it. And then LZ, on the flip side of the spectrum, it looks cool. I mean, there's no other way around it to say that. It just looks cool. So people mm-hmm. gravitate towards wanting to try it, and they like those as well. How different are those two shafts, and can you explain a little bit about each one of them?
Sure, I'll try to do it in the least technical way. You know, a lot of times we get somewhat technical in our speak, and I'll try not to do that. But you're right about the visual.
I think our listeners would love you to completely tech out.
Okay. Well, so from Dynamic Gold AMT, that AMT stands for Ascending Mass Technology. And so what that is the shaft progressively gets heavier from the long irons to the short irons. So a lot of times what I say is, let's work back. Let's work back from the wedge, because the wedge is a Dynamic Gold wedge shaft. So it is a 130-gram, using the S300, 130-gram wedge shaft. And what we've done is, if you go all the way back to the 2-iron or 3-iron, we're going to have subtracted 3 grams of weight back from the wedge in each one of those. So now, if you look at it, when we talk about ascending mass technology, we're literally saying, hey, from the 2-iron, we're adding 3 grams to the 3-iron, we're adding 3 more grams to the 4-iron, adding 3 more grams to the 5-iron. So the weight progresses. What you get is you get long irons. We all need help, right? Long irons, getting the ball, getting more speed, and getting a little bit, making those longer irons a little bit easier to hit. But we wanted the DNA of Dynamic Gold. So they are completely built off the DNA of Dynamic Gold. They are Dynamic Gold through and through. They've just got the lighter weight long irons. As it progresses, it gets 3 grams heavier in each length all the way through the set, till you get into those short irons and the wedge that is lower, more controlled ball flight. It's not... You've heard flighted, you've heard progressive. It's not that. It's truly a Dynamic Gold throughout. But what you get is, by virtue of those lighter long irons, you're going to create more speed. You're going to create a little bit more launch just by virtue of the speed creation that you get from the benefit of the weight reduction. So it's really, really been a fantastic product. We have won, like I said, multiple times, a tremendous amount of players switching over into it. Project X LZ is very different, and you mentioned looks really, really cool. And AMT's got a neat, you know, kind of aesthetic value, but LZ sort of takes it to another level. LZ, Project X LZ, stands for loading zone. And so what loading zone is we've got that section with just at the grip exit that has, if you look at it, you see these kind of micro steps, these ripples in the shaft.
I'm actually holding one in my hand now. Not that that helps anybody listening to us whatsoever, but I will have some pictures up in this thread.
Yeah, so they'll be able to see it. You'll see that section, then you'll see a really cool kind of cosmetic treatment as well, which is part of it too, right? We like to gravitate to things. We like cool things, and so. But the shaft is very unique in that it's got a pretty stiff grip section, and it's got a pretty stiff tip section. And that loading zone section is a significantly softer section. So what we do is, we've got the DNA of Project X, which Project X is all about. More robust, it's more for the stronger player, and it's got this. Now, it bridges a little bit wider gap because of this loading zone, and it feels very, very unique. So a lot of Project X players are not Dynamic Gold players. There's not a lot of crossover, because those two shafts feel very different to one another. LZ bridges that gap a lot broader. We're seeing a tremendous amount of acceptance from players that maybe were Dynamic Gold type of player profiles, now switching over into Project XLZ, because the way the shaft swings, the way it feels, that loading zone section provides a totally different feel, and it loads the shaft and delivers a lot more energy into the ball while maintaining all of those paramount performance features of Project X. And again, all done in a package that looks really, really cool, you know. And so that's one of the things that we're continuing to push, and it's actually a major initiative of ours, is the shaft cosmetic part of the process. We're never going to just say, hey, we're putting cool cosmetics on stuff, and we're not worried about the actual performance of the product. That's always first, but we're going to be really pushing the envelope going forward on what we're doing aesthetically with our product line as well.
Before we continue, I want to remind everybody that they can discuss these topics and all the topics on the THP forum with thousands of golfers every single day. And of course, you can follow, discuss, debate, and interact on Twitter at THPGolf and at MChadHall. And if you include the hashtag THPRadio, we can include future questions on the show if we can convince Chad to come back on. Now, last week, I was in Memphis for our regional rivalry MVP trip, where we had three lucky guys get to tour the manufacturing facility in Mississippi. And I've said this before on social media and stuff. It was one of the cooler things I've seen, and I've seen a lot in manufacturing and golf and everything else, just the sheer size of this facility. This is not six guys working in a room bending steel. This is 300,000 plus square feet. Can you talk a little bit about the manufacturing and what separates True Temper from a few of the other brands? One of the aspects that always intrigues me is it's only a couple hours away from you. This is the only place you guys are manufacturing your True Temper shafts.
Yeah, that's right, actually. And, you know, that's one thing. We're actually probably going to talk a little bit more about it as we go into the, you know, the coming 2017 season. But, you know, we are proudly made, and our steel shafts are proudly made in the USA. And, you know, we're in Amory, Mississippi. And it's a 350,000 square foot facility. I think, you know, say hello, obviously, to Pete, to Gunnar and John. It was really great to meet them. But I think they were blown away by when they saw the sheer scale of it, just like you were. And people don't realize that the complexities of making steel golf shafts, it's truly heavy manufacturing, right? So, I mean, I tell people, if you've ever seen graphite made, and obviously there's tremendous technology and there's tremendous innovation in composites, but the space required to make graphite golf shafts, I mean, we have one machine, like our draw bench machine, which does one part of the process in our steel manufacturing. That machine couldn't fit in a room that's big enough to do graphite golf shaft manufacturing from start to finish. And so it is a very involved process. There are literally 100-plus manufacturing steps in that process, and it's done with a tremendous amount of expertise. You know, we've got a workforce down there that has been average years of service upwards of close to 20-plus years. It's pretty staggering when you see that. Of all these shafts, and we've talked about our tour numbers, we were actually talking about it, we were having a marketing meeting this morning, is that all of these shafts that have gone through the best players in the world's hands have gone through a consistent group of workers down in Amory, Mississippi, that have touched every single one of those shafts because they've been with us for so long, that there's a tremendous connection from Amory, Mississippi, that nobody would ever know to players that are holding up major championship trophies for the last 30, 40 years. It's a pretty neat connection.
You have been there for 15 years, and you've seen a lot of changes in the shaft business as well as the manufacturing business. Looking at, we'll take it as just products, what is the single biggest change you've seen, and what is something that hasn't changed that just shouldn't be changed because it works as is?
That's a great question. I would say in my time here, the biggest change, certainly on the steel alloy side of golf shafts, it's all about really pushing the envelope with weight. So where we are now, and that's because when you look at Dynamic Gold AMT, right, we've got a really light long iron that moves back into, because we know from that player category that more moderately tour-weighted short iron is really where everybody kind of wants to be from a performance standpoint. But for a large majority of golfers out there, we've continued to push the envelope of weight. So we've got, you know, our XP series, which is all about explosive power. Those are shafts that we literally wouldn't have been able to make, specifically XP95. We would not have been able to produce that shaft when I first came to the company. And so the advancements that we've made in both alloys and in our processing, so not only do, if you were to look at the plant, you'd see that in Amory, Mississippi, it wouldn't look to anybody's eye very different than it did 15 years ago. But the processes that we have to do to process some of these lightweight alloys is very, very different, and it's very unique. And we've learned a lot in just our heat treatments and in our certain things that we have to do throughout the manufacturing process. They require more steps. And there's a benefit to the golfer through just the increased power, the increased speed that they're going to create. Things that shouldn't be changed, I would say, are Dynamic Gold continues to be just such an overwhelming juggernaut within this industry, and it is a shaft that we haven't touched. You know, we've added the tour issue into the franchise, of course, when we did that many years ago, and we brought just another level of refinement to it. But the product is It's truly, I mean, if you look across the spectrum of some of the greatest products in the history of golf, certainly Dynamic Gold has to be on that list just because it's proven its worth over a series of decades and continues to win golf tournaments every single week all over the world.
Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Are you ready for Fire Away? 10 topics, first thing that comes to your mind, nothing to do with golf.
I am I'm as ready as I'll ever be, JB, so hit me with it.
Okay, the first one is one we give every guest that comes on. What is the best sandwich and from where?
The best sandwich and from where? I would tell you the best sandwich is a sandwich. It's a pastrami sandwich out in Mira Mesa, California, because that's where our facility is. That's where all of our handcrafted is done. I could not tell you. Don Brown would be able to tell you the exact name of the sandwich shop, but it's right over beside of Miramar, the Miramar base. Because literally we fly, you know, we got the fighters flying right over us. It's about 10 minutes or so from our facility in Mira Mesa. It's a tiny little sandwich shop that makes the best pastrami sandwich you will ever eat in your life. I wish I could tell you the name of it, but we'll get more information available very, very soon, I promise you. Yeah,
I'm sure that Don will chime in the thread when this goes up. And this next question is strictly for Don. Better food, Memphis or San Diego?
Well, I mean, there's no debate whatsoever. I know where Don's going to come, and he's going to start giving you all this frou-frou stuff, and he's going to start laying it. Listen, Memphis is, and you've experienced, right? So you know what we're talking about.
I agree Memphis, with where you're going here.
Yeah, I mean, if you like, well, I mean, barbecue, chicken. I mean, we've got the best fried chicken shop, and Don would actually agree with that. So we've got the barbecue. Don would agree with Gus's fried chicken. We've got the best donut shop in the United States of America in Gibson's Donuts. So I'm a pretty big Memphis food fan.
Let's talk burgers. You are going to make and name your masterpiece. It's going to be called the Chad. What are the toppings on the burger?
The toppings on the burger. Well, I've got to have some spice, right? So I'm going to go with, most likely this burger would be on Texas toast. So we're actually going to kind of switch up the actual bread. We're going to put it on Texas toast. It's going to have some spicy, pepper jack cheese on it. It's going to have jalapenos on it. It's going to have your traditional lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, going to have onion, going to have pickle, and it is going to have a fried egg on top just as an added kicker.
Oh, I like
a fried egg on a burger
is—it's a necessity.
Divine. Yeah, yeah, necessity. That's right. It's actually a necessity.
What's the last movie you've seen in the theater?
Last movie I saw in the theater was Sully, and it's actually kind of hits close to home. My dad was actually a pilot; he was a U.S. Air pilot, and so it was well done. Obviously, Tom Hanks did a phenomenal job. He does what Tom Hanks does, but it was very, very good.
You travel a lot, and we've shared travel stories. What is your craziest layover or travel story involving a flight?
Oh man, you know what? I've had so many. This would not be my craziest. This would probably it's my most recent, because if I had to think back, I'm sure I could give it to you, and maybe I'll get back to you on it. But just off the top of my head. Just my last trip to Japan, I was there about a month ago. And we were delayed coming out of Narita, coming back through Atlanta and connecting, of course, to Memphis. The most frustrating part, of course, is when you're watching and I tweeted it out that day, when you're flying down, coming through into the Atlanta, getting on final approach in Atlanta, you actually literally, now we've flown from Narita, and we flew straight over Memphis, Tennessee, right? So I'm looking at the actual map on the plane as we're flying over my house and we're going to Atlanta, which resulted, because we were delayed out in Narita, of me missing my connection. But I got to the gate as the gate was still open, cleared customs, went straight to the gate. They're letting a couple of standbys on. They told me the flight was closed. It was kind of a disappointing situation, to say the least, when you're just trying to get home. So I ended up sitting around the Atlanta airport for a little bit longer than planned, but Delta got me, they got me home, so no problems. But I'll get back to you on the most crazy experience, because I've had several in my time, but that one was 5 weeks ago.
Best ribs in Memphis.
The best ribs in Memphis are Rendezvous. You know, we've got a great relationship with those guys. We do our Rendezvous on the Range every year at the FedEx St. Jude. Anybody that's around wants to come over, look us up on that Tuesday. We'll be glad to have you join us. There's another good spot really close to the office, a really good barbecue joint that's just within literally 5 minutes of our office doors, called the Germantown Commissary. That's fantastic. But I got to give the nod to Rendezvous. They're down in the alley right across from the Peabody Hotel downtown. It's a Memphis tradition. So when you're in Memphis, you got to go check them out.
I would say that's a PC answer, but I was just at the Rendezvous with you last week, and they were fantastic.
It wasn't bad, was it?
Not at all. Now, I know that you are a roller coaster amusement park kind of guy. What is your favorite amusement park?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I literally had just taken my son to Dollywood, so in the mountains of Tennessee, and it's actually a surprisingly good roller coaster park. I was bummed because their new ride was out of service. They've been having, I think, a few issues. Hands down, the best amusement park, in my opinion, in the United States is Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. Now, it's changed a lot since I was there last time. The last time I was there was actually in the mid to late 90s. So they've added a number of rides, so I can't wait to get back. But I will tell you my favorite roller coaster, and I think you're going to agree with me here, JB, because we've talked about it, is the Incredible Hulk, which I think they're changing now, but at Islands of Adventure. Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida is a phenomenal park, and the Incredible Hulk is the best roller coaster I've ever ridden in my life.
It's a really, really good one. Favorite TV show currently on, not including golf?
Favorite TV show currently on, not including golf. You know what? I'll tell you this. I enjoy getting out in the woods. I'm an outdoorsman, and so this time of year, I'm actually watching a lot of outdoor shows, hunting shows, and different things like that. My favorite, probably non-golf show, and it's not on right now. The season ended a little while ago, but it's Deadliest Catch. I've been a big fan of that show for a long time. I love the fact that it's actually, you're watching these guys do what they do, and I have this realization every time I'm flying to Asia. We fly right over the Bering Sea, and every time we get over the map and I'm looking down and I'm thinking, it's crazy what those guys actually do for a living down there. But I really do enjoy watching Deadliest Catch when it's on in season.
And finally, golfer gal's favorite question: what are acceptable toppings on a hot dog?
I'm a North Carolina boy, right? So the perfect hot dog, and I'm saying this with much conviction, but is mustard, chili, slaw, and onions. All right, that's a Carolina dog. And so now there are other things you can put on there, and I'm not going to probably, criticize anybody because a hot dog in general is just fantastic. But I am a mustard, chili, slaw, and onions guy. That's Carolina style, and you can give it to me that way every single time.
There you have it, gang. We want to thank Chad for coming on the show and talking to us. You can join us on the THP forum to discuss and debate everything we talked about here. Don't forget to head over to iTunes or Google Play and subscribe to the Hacker's Paradise so you never miss a new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut, The Dean Has Spoken, or On the Tee Box. And don't forget to leave a review with what your thoughts are on this show or any of our other shows. So for myself, and of course Chad, we hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.